Well, look, I'm out here at the International Criminal Court because they've started looking at the situation in Ukraine. The international community's response to Ukraine has been looking at sanctioning the war machine that Putin has assembled, dealing with the humanitarian situation and supporting the government of Ukraine in resisting. There also needs to be a fourth strand on accountability, making sure that anyone who commits war crimes in Ukraine is held to account, and the commanders on the ground, those that may be receiving illegal orders, as well as those in the Kremlin, need to know that right now. And I've made clear that we'll provide a package of support, financial and technical support, for the ICC to be able to deliver on its mandate.
Can you tell us more about those practical measures, when they will be operational?
Well, we're looking to see what the government of Ukraine needs. We're looking to see what the International Criminal Court needs. We'll go back and look and see what we can provide. We'll work with our international partners, and I'm looking to discuss it with justice ministers around the world to make sure we can provide a full, if you like, package of financial support, technical support, so that the ICC independently can deliver its mandate. Of course, right now, there's a big emphasis on preservation of evidence of war crimes that may or may not have happened in the various different reports that we've seen, but also what's going to be coming down the line as Putin responds in ever more barbaric ways to the situation, stuttering and stumbling, that he's been driving on the ground in terms of his own military campaign.
The UK is famous for its forensic expertise, for example. Could you give us an example of the kind of practical help
that you've got? Well, the UK was one of the founding members. We've got information cooperation agreements, we've got a witness relocation agreement, we've got a sentence enforcement agreement. We're willing to look at any of the law enforcement measures and technical areas of expertise we've got that the ICC needs. It's an independent institution. They need to tell us what they need. They're doing that with other countries. But we're very clear we'll provide the financial support, the technical support for the ICC to do its job in Ukraine.